I will give a talk today on this French Corporate Duty of Vigilance Act. It's a very important law because it's the first one in the world who have transcribed this human rights due diligence concept into hard law. But the first question that I want to address is why is this law relevant for the workshop? We talked about the difference between sport federations and business entities. So sport federations are associations. They are not concerned by this French law. It concerns just business enterprises. However, business and human rights, the broad topic is closely connected to this interrelationship is closely connected to mega sport events and human rights protection. Mega sport events and some sport federations, such as the FIFA or the UEFA, I mean the football federations, they have a lot of money, and as you know, and it's unfortunately the case, when there's a lot of money, it also attracts many risks, corruption, human rights risk, and environmental risks. For example, in Qatar, the World Cup, where the World Cup 2022 will be held, the French corporation Vinci was in charge to construct the stadiums, and some investigations were made, I think in the year 2012, by journalists, by independent NGOs, and they revealed, they brought into light the very miserable working conditions of the workers there. And so a criminal complaint was filed in France by a French NGO, which is the name Sherpa. They accused the French company to use forced labor and to have reducted the laborship into modern slavery. So there is this concern. The author of the UN Guiding Principles, John Reggie, who shaped this UN Guiding Principles that Lucas Heckendorn this just before presented, was in charge to elaborate and to adapt the framework to the FIFA and to sport federations. And so he released a special report on it. It's called FIFA and Human Rights. Basically, he just adapts the whole concept of human rights due diligence, which aims at identifying, preventing, mitigating, and to be also accountable for human rights risk for businesses. He adapted it so to FIFA and to their own risks. And he recommended to introduce human rights due diligence into the selection process, into the bidding requirements, as we also talked about it just before. So if a country or a city wants to apply to host a new World Cup or Olympic Games, it does have the duty to carry out and human rights due diligence and also human rights impact assessment. So, as I said, the French Act is a good example for federations because they might be subjected one day to human rights due diligence into hard law. And so I will say a few words why this law was adopted and under which circumstances. So many soft law instruments and voluntary code of conduct were developed in the year 2000. However, it remained insufficiently, as many scandals also brought it into light in Qatar or the Rana Plaza disaster, which really shaped the public opinion, and the whole media reported on it. So when the socialists were at the power in France, some deputies of the majority deposed four similar law proposals on the introduction of human rights due diligence. And so this was the first time that such a proposal was made. However, it remained very controversial even for the socialist government because of the negative effects on the economy. And so the senators who were in the majority in the second chamber of the parliament blocked this law proposal during almost 2.5 years. So the only possibility in France to get over this blocking, to come over, is that the government, only the government can force this, the senators and the adoption of the law. So they achieved to reach a compromise with the government, these deputies, the left wings and ecologist deputies, including also communists, with the government, with the former minister of the environment, so Emmanuel Macron, who has some liberal views on economy, as you know. And so they reached a compromise and they adopted the law in the year 2017. But there was still a big hurdle, a big obstacle to pass, and it was the French Constitutional Jurisdiction Court, who shaped a constitutional principle, which is the freedom of entrepreneurship. So with this principle, you can basically protect the interests of businesses. And there was it wasn't very sure that this law could pass this decision of the court. However, the court welcomed the law. It even stated that it's a breakthrough and it's an advancement in global justice. But it's six months before the law Sapin II, which was on corruption. Big transnational corporations in France under this law should have disclosed their financial assets in tax havens. And this law, this disposition on this law was, for instance, overturned, rejected by the French Constitutional Court. So it was really a big issue at this time. They just rejected a minor provision on penalty of corporation, but the structure of the law remained intact. So the main provisions of the act, large French multinationals, so corporations of 5,000 employees or more, which are based in France, or French multinational corporation of 10,000 employees or more, which have the parent company or the headquarters in France, but with employees in foreign countries, they have to establish, implement, and publicly disclose an effective vigilance plan. Vigilance plan, it's basically human rights due diligence. So they have to identify risks, prevent them, and these risks are human rights, and it's understand it in a very broad sense. All internationally recognized human rights are covered by this law, and also in serious breaches to the environment. It's not defined, but so it still have to be developed. The scope, it applies to parent companies, so to their own business, but also to their subsidiaries and to the supply chain, so subcontractors and other contractors. So when a company does not meet its obligation, any person with a legitimate interest, so if the person is concerned by risks, they can file a notice to comply to the company. And if it doesn't comply within 3 months, an injunction can be demanded to the judge with periodic penalty payments. And if a harm occurs, if a damage occurs, civil liability can be taken into account. The first complaints will be possible in next year, so in 2019, but an NGO for which I work already interpolated Total, the big major corporate group, oil corporate group in France, to demand them to reduce their greenhouse gases emissions in order to avoid climate-related harms. And climate-related harms, we think that they will, that there are serious risks of human rights and environmental violations. So we apply this law also to this climate litigation. Implementing the vigilance plan, what does it mean? Drafting a vigilance plan, it's the only not binding requirement of the law is to include relevant stakeholders in the establishment of the law. So if it's possible, it should be done because stakeholders, they have the best knowledge in terms of risks of the companies, in terms of human rights and environmental risk. So the company in the vigilance plan has to indicate a risk mapping. So they have to identify human rights and environmental risks. They regularly assess the subsidiaries, the supply chain, prevent and mitigate the risks, and develop an alert mechanism so that employees or other people can directly file complaints and to the company, and it should be reported. And the company also should monitor the measures which it applies, so in order to assess the efficiency. So it's an iterative process, it's a continuing process which has implications in the daily activities of the company. Will human rights due diligence apply soon to sport federation? It's a good question because there's a legal development. States are under social and legal pressure to adopt human rights due diligence. A general comment of an international committee stated that it's now an obligation, an international obligation for states. And there is also discussion on the UN treaty in Switzerland. They're considering a similar law proposal. There are duties which are arising from common liability norms. So a company might be held accountable, or even a sport federation, on the basis of a breach of a duty of care, for instance. This duty of care might exist in every jurisdiction, potentially. So they might already have to apply, actually, human rights due diligence. So I think sport federations and the sport world has to implement human rights due diligence first in order to meet the social expectations, to avoid liability, and to have better chances to host new tournaments in the future. So thank you very much.